next to the warning by Oxfam that growing inequality could set back the fight against poverty by decades. Since the financial crisis began, the number of billionaires in the world has more than doubled, according to Oxfam. Their CEO in Ireland, Jim Clarkin, has been telling me more.
The 85 wealthiest people in the world own the same amount as the poorest half of the world's population. And even since January this year, their wealth has increased by about 500 million per day. This is something that is very worrying, and we need governments globally to pay attention to it and to put a focus on trying to resolve this problem.
Is that trend reflected largely in the figures in Ireland?
First of all, there's never been a fully comprehensive study done on income inequality in Ireland. But certainly we know that the three wealthiest people in Ireland own the same amount as 40% of the lowest 40% of the Irish population. So there are huge income gaps there too.
So even in a recession, the rich get richer and clearly the poor get poorer.
Certainly that seems to be the case. And in the worst of times, poorer people tend to get poorer. And even during good times, the rising tide does not lift all boats. The gaps can continue. But that doesn't have to be the case. And what we're saying in the report is that, you know, proper policies can make a difference. And we see the difference in countries that have emerged in the last few years, India and Brazil. In the example of India, you've seen a country that has almost more billionaires or will have more billionaires than the US soon. But it still has 400 million people living in extreme poverty, whereas Brazil has had a different trajectory because of the kind of investment that they've continued to have in healthcare, education, social services. So the country has risen as a whole, and they've brought the poorest people along with them. Of course, there's still extreme poverty in Brazil, but it's certainly the gap is not as wide. And even in the poorer countries, you see, a country like Zambia is now entering the lower middle income range, and that's based on its overall GDP. But yet there are now more people living in extreme poverty under $1.25 a day than there were 10 years ago.
Well, if taxation has been offered up as not just the only answer, but as part of the answer, the fear always cited here and elsewhere is that high personal taxation simply drives people out of the country. They become tax exiles. You get nothing from them.
Well, this has to be part of a global solution. Any country can't do this in isolation. And we see the OECD moves now to work with countries like Ireland and the developed countries of the world to have a tax fairness system across the globe, so that there won't be anywhere to hide or to run and to hide money in tax havens, etc. So it needs to be a global tax system. And we have to welcome the moves of the Irish government in the last budget in terms of the double Irish, and that was a positive move in the right direction. And across the globe and the wealthier part of the world, we need to see that. I mean, there's a situation where the amount of money being lost to developing country governments that should pay for their people's health, education and social protection, the amount of money that's lost every year through tax evasion and avoidance in those countries is multiple times the global aid budget. So there's something very wrong with the taxation global system, and that needs to change.
But the fat cats would say, and they probably won't like being called fat cats, but they'd say, look, we're the ideas people, we're the risk takers, we're the wealth generators. We create employment. Without us, there'd be nothing. Why point the finger at us? This is about failure of government.
This is not targeting the wealthiest people to say they're doing something wrong. What it is saying is that the system is wrong. Wealthy people have far greater access to decision makers than anybody else in society. So ultimately, that leads to decisions that are made that their situation continues to get better, whereas poor people don't have that kind of access.